It's Friday, January 17th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker has died. The governor was in Chautauqua yesterday to talk about former mental health. Rice Lake High School students host a magical dinner later this month, and the Red Cedar Symphony needs string players. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Milwaukee Brewer legend Bob Uecker dies at 90. Uecker served as the play-by-play voice of the Brewers for more than 50 years. He was born in Milwaukee and began his playing career with the Milwaukee Braves in 1962. Uecker won a World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals in 1964 and joined the Brewers radio broadcast team in 1971. Uecker is also known for his appearance as the broadcaster for the Cleveland Indians in the Major League films. Uecker is a National Radio Hall of Fame inductee and is a member of the Brewers' Ring of Honor. The Brewers announced Uecker died Thursday morning, calling it one of the most difficult days in Milwaukee Brewers' history. Uecker's family said he had battled small cell lung cancer since early 2023. He remained with the franchise even after having a successful acting career. His sense of humor and self-deprecating style made him beloved across baseball. Governor Tony Evers was at a fifth-generation dairy farm in rural Chautauqua Thursday morning to highlight the importance of mental health and suicide prevention among farmers. At the farm of Brittany and Sam Olson, the couple detailed the struggles farmers face every day and the lack of access to mental health resources in rural areas. Evers announced this week the creation of the Office of Violence Prevention with $10 million in ARPA funding and the goal of reducing firearm-related deaths. Nearly 60% of suicide deaths in Wisconsin are firearm-related. The Department of Health Services confirms a pediatric flu death in Wisconsin. Sean Maloney tells us more.
It's the first influenza-associated death of the 2024-25 season. State Health Officer Paula Tran says respiratory viruses remain a significant health concern, especially in children, and it's not too late to get your flu or COVID vaccine. DHS says respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin, and emergency department visits due to flu and respiratory viruses have also increased. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is part of a wide-ranging settlement against the owners of the mobile banking app Cash App. Raymond Newport has a story.
Wisconsin, along with 47 other states, secured a settlement against Cash App parent company Block for violations of federal money laundering laws. The Federal Consumer Protection Financial Bureau says the company made it impossible to recoup money that was sent fraudulently, either by ignoring customer complaints or giving users the runaround when trying to get a refund. Block will pay $80 million in fines to the states and over $120 million to victims. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Rice Lake High School is getting medieval. Amy Hockrey tells us more.
At the end of the month, the Rice Lake High School will be turning into an old English Renaissance castle. The makeover is part of the high school's Magical Dinner, a medieval-themed event that provides guests with a dinner and a show. Rice Lake High School choral director Susan Franco gives us a preview.
We have about 48 high school students, everything from roving characters, a king and queen and jester, to instrumentalists, all putting on like a little skit and little songs to go along with this five-course feast, which is put on by our high school, by our kitchen.
The Madrigal Dinner will take place in the Rice Lake High School cafeteria on Friday the 31st and Saturday, February 1st, beginning at 5:30 p.m., with a matinee on Sunday the 2nd at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are $25 per adult and $22 for senior citizens and students. Tickets must be purchased by Friday the 24th, with money and reservation forms accepted in the high school office and online. For more details, search for the Rice Lake High School on Facebook or contact Susan Franco at 715-234-2181, extension 5163. I'm Amy Hockery.
The Red Cedar Symphony is looking for string players for upcoming concerts. Christian Emery conducts a story.
The Red Cedar Symphony is looking for individuals who play string instruments, including violin, viola, cello, or bass, to join them for two concerts in Chautauqua and Rice Lake in early March. Personnel director of the Red Cedar Symphony, Patty Smith, says there are qualifications for those interested.
It would be great to have players who could play at the Suzuki levels of 5, but they should have at least had extensive high school experience, perhaps college experience, playing with a string ensemble or an orchestra.
Rehearsals will begin this Sunday and run for 6 weeks from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. each Sunday. If you are interested in joining or would like more information, you can contact Smith at 715-790-2434. I'm Christian Murray.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.